Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is WebSphere Administration Using Properties-Based Configuration for WebSphere Application Server Version 7. Today's presenter is Ganesan Garupaya. Ganesan has 8 years of WebSphere Application Server customer support experience, including several versions from version 3.5 to version 7. His area of specialization is scripting administration. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Ganesan.
Thank you, Joseph. I welcome everyone to this session. In this session, we will review property file-based configuration. This is a new feature introduced in WebSphere Application Server V7. Using this new feature, you can convert XML-based configuration files to simple properties file format, keeping all the configuration information from the WebSphere configuration. Let's move on to slide number 2. Agenda. The first section provides an overview of property files-based configuration. It compares with previous WebSphere version, so we will have some background idea about this new feature. In second section, we are going to cover all possible options and commands in this new feature. In third section, we are going to see how to extract configuration data from WebSphere repositories. In fourth section, we will see how to validate the extracted information. Fifth section describes how to apply the new changes that we made to WebSphere repositories. Sixth one includes information about how to apply those changes in repositories. And then we'll follow some examples with all the options. And we will see how to create property file templates. In seventh section, we are going to see like very detailed information about how to use these property files. In last section, I listed a couple of useful links. And finally, we will end the session followed by question answer. Let's move on to slide number 3. Overview. This section contains an overview of property file-based configuration and information about similar tools in earlier version. Let's discuss about the history of this new feature. WebSphere Application Server Configuration Repository consists of multiple files in XML and other formats. These configuration information spread across multiple directories. Trying to understand these configuration is very difficult or maybe time-consuming for most of the administrators. Those who work with WebSphere earlier version, like version 3.5 and version 4, may be aware of XML config, export, and import operation. Before WebSphere version 5, WebSphere configuration information are stored in databases like DB2, Oracle, and other supported databases. In addition to web-based administrative console and command line tool, we also had another tool called XML config. that is used for exporting and importing WebSphere configuration from database repository to XML file. From WebSphere version 5, we started using XML file-based configuration repository, moving away from database. During this change, what happened was this XML config 2, the NICE 2, did not make it to version 5. Now, with the latest version, WebSphere version 7, we are revisiting this, but we are taking a different approach. We are using the existing WSAdmin tool, and with that, we are trying to achieve the same function that we had earlier in version 4 or version 3.5. Let's move on to slide number 4. Property-based configuration. This section contains an overview of property file-based configuration. In WebSphere application server, we introduce the simple property file-based configuration that can be used as a tool for query or modify configuration objects. At this point, we are supporting few configuration objects like application servers, nodes, profiles, virtual host, data replication domain, variable maps, JDBC providers, and URL providers, things like that. This is used for query the configuration object from the existing WebSphere repository, which is available in XML format and different properties files, and modify the same and for updating some information. Later, that can be applied to the WebSphere configuration. This tool requires no prior knowledge in JITAN or JAKL or even WSAdmin. It's very easy to use. Let's move on to slide number 5. Continuation of property-based configuration. Property file-based configuration is not a replacement for configuration archive. I want to make this one clear. This new feature is not a replacement for configuration archive. And these new commands do not extract all configuration attributes. Only the most commonly used property value pair is used. You can extract the configuration attributes and values from your existing WebSphere environment to a property file and edit that one again for reapplying to the same WebSphere configuration, for making changes or creating some new objects. This feature is most useful when you want to copy configuration from one WebSphere environment to another. You can use this feature to troubleshoot your configuration issues. Like I said earlier, going through set of XML configuration and other properties, it may be time consuming or like it's confusing. But with this property feature, you get simple name and value pair, so you can review this file for any debugging purpose. And you cannot apply a ZOS operating system property file to a distributed system. that is not supported. Similarly, you cannot apply a distributed operating system properties to a ZOS. And this new feature, the main advantage, or I can say the one of the advantage of this tool, it can be used in with configuration archive commands for moving profile from one WebSphere environment to entirely different environment. We need to use the configuration archive commands like export WAS profile. There is separate command. It is nothing to do with this new feature. But what I'm trying to say is this new feature can be used with configuration archive commands for moving the configuration from one environment to another. And using this, you can extract the properties and edit and move it to another environment, or you can move it as it is to the new environment. Let's move on to slide number 6. Continuation of property-based configuration. WebSphere version 7 introduced 5 new admin task commands. Collection of these new admin task commands makes this new feature called properties-based configuration. Commands are admin task extract config properties. This extract the configuration data in the form of properties file. Files can be extracted at different scope like cluster, cell, or server. And it can be further filtered to contain very specific type of configuration attributes like data source, thread pool. So extract config properties works well if you understand the filter option and what is needed from the extract properties command. Validate config properties. This is another command. It verifies the properties in the properties file, making sure they are well formatted, are error-free, and they are valid, so it can be applied to the new configuration. Before applying the modified properties to your configuration, it is a good practice to validate the format using validate config properties. After validation, you can use this property file either with apply config properties or delete config properties command. Create property file templates. This is another command which comes with this feature. It creates a property file template which are used to create or delete a specific object. Either you can extract the existing configuration or you can create the new template, the standard template, using this command. Property-based configuration creates a property file with the variables, and the actual values are grouped in a separate section within the properties file. So if you look at the properties file, all you have is like some variable mention, and end of the section you will see the group of the values for the variable. Also, like any other WS admin commands, these new admin commands comes with command line help and interactive assistance. So if during the runtime, if you have like any syntax help, you can use this online help, or you can go for interactive mode. The interactive mode, it has another feature. After successful completion of the interactive mode, WS admin, it automatically generate the regular WS admin commands. So if you are not sure what to use for different option, when you go through this config properties, you can start with interactive mode. Then after successful completion, you will get a simple one-line command for a WS admin. Let's move on to slide number 7. Properties file. This section displays simple property file. Each configuration object is defined in a separate section. The sample shown here is for a server, application server object. Each section contains one configuration object with header, properties, and environment variables. The information in the header is generated automatically, and only the resource ID can be modified in the header section. This information is present so that tool knows which implementation to invoke and apply the properties. For the header section, we are allowed to modify only the resource ID, if at all you want to make a change. So also it has resource type and resource ID, implementation resource type. There is implementation resource type indicates the class that implements the attributes, properties. Next section, properties. It contains the properties of the configuration object identified by the header in name-value pair. Each name and value correspond to an attribute of the configuration object. Third one is the environment variables. This is a section like we put all the variables used in this property file in a separate format, separate section. Current values of these variables are listed here, but when you want to edit this, you can go and edit this the variables values alone. It makes the editing job easy. Let's move on to slide number 8. Most common parameters and rules. This section displays common parameter and its rules. We are going to review like couple of these parameters. When multiple attributes are combined to form a single property, like host aliases, we use attribute info. In this sample, attribute info parameter used to define host alias with host name and port. The next one, curly braces are used to list the property like JDBC driver path. If the value property is not set and there is no default value, it will be represented as a null. In this sample, you can see no group name value is null. Also, property files give information about the type of the property, like integer, float. These are identified with the keyword. Here, the ping timeout value 300 marked as integer. If a property is required for a given object, it is marked with the keyword object name required. If a property is a read-only and it is marked with the keyword, here you can see map modules to servers is read-only properties, and this is not for edit. If the property is read-only, administrator, we need to skip that one. property value containing any special character or spaces need to be enclosed within the double quotes. Here you can see the JNDA name enclosed with the double quotes because it has a special character. Rules identified within the property file, it helps to avoid any user edit errors. Let's move on to slide number 9. Special properties. What are the properties we reviewed earlier? This one makes it's the special properties because these properties used within the properties file and during the process, the option we are going to specify here, it's going to make a decision whether to skip particular properties or to process particular section of the properties file. These are used during apply config properties by the process. When I say the process, when you execute the admin task command, it will read these properties and look for this special properties keyword. When skip property or a keyword is present and it is set to false, all the section under that are processed during apply config operation. When delete property is present in a section and it's set to true, that section will be deleted completely from the configuration. This property is only used by the delete config properties command. And the default value for delete is always false. When you change it to true, and if you are going to process with delete config properties command, it's going to delete that section or delete that configuration object from your WebSphere configuration files. Let's move on to slide number 10. Extracting properties from WebSphere configuration files. This is the first command we are going to review in detail. To extract configuration, the only required parameter is the properties file name. This is a name, you can give any name. It's just a name of the file that you want to store the extracted data. All other parameters that I listed here are optional. Config data. If config data option is used, then you can mention what kind of object that you want to extract, like server, node, cluster, or application. If this option is not specified, extract command extracts the cell level configuration by default. Also, we have another option with dash options. You can use to create a generate template. You can tell the process to create a template while extracting the properties. Okay, the important parameter is the filter mechanism. This is used for filtering the information during the extract process. With this option, you can narrow down your configuration object selection. If you don't use this, and if you go with minus config data, it's going to extract all the properties and extension, all the subtypes within that configuration object. Filter mechanism is very useful. Using that, you can minimize or you can get very specific data from this command. For filter mechanism, we have option all, no subtypes and extension, selected subtypes, and selected subtypes and extension. These subtypes and extension information are available within WebSphere Information Center, and we can get the list of subtags and available extensions. To make the selection more specific, selected subtypes is used. This need to be supplied when you use select either no subtypes or selected subtypes. We are going to see this particular type of example in coming slides. Moving on to slide number 11. This section provides sample commands for extract config properties with all possible different options. Let me explain the first one in detail. Here, we are extracting the server one configuration, and extracted information is stored in a property file called server1.props. Can give any file name, but the extension.props is a standard one. Please note, if filter mechanism is set to all, or if you don't set any filter mechanism, we have the same effect. That is, we get all the information, including subtypes, extension, everything we get. So my second and third samples, I explained how to use the filter mechanism. Filter mechanism with no subtypes, or filter mechanism with no subtypes and extension. So we need to use based on the need what we are trying to extract from the properties. Let's move on to slide number 12. This is the continuation of the sample commands for extract config properties. Here I have listed more samples. You can see how filter mechanism and selector subtypes are used to filter the return values to get more specific, more focused data. Here we are extract. Let us take the one command, the first one, web container. Here we are extracting the server one web container properties only. We specify selected subtypes for filter mechanism, followed by selected subtypes option with web container. Please note, here the filter mechanism goes with selected subtypes. That is one of the options for filter mechanism. And we have another parameter, selected subtypes. For that, we are passing as a web container as a value for that. So we are saying the processor, we need web container only, the properties of the web container only. And the extracted information, it is stored in the file called whatever we mentioned, the property web container props in this case. Moving on to slide number 13. Validating, applying, or deleting the configuration. This section displays a parameter used for validate, apply, and delete config properties. Except the validate option, all other parameters common for all three commands. That's the reason I summarize everything in single slide. Minus validate is not used during validate command. We'll see that in detail later. Let me explain these options in detail. There are two ways to validate the properties file. One is before using apply or delete configuration command. That is, immediately after the extracting, we can validate. Other one is validating during apply or delete command. That is, while you are applying the properties to the WebSphere configuration, you can mention validate. So it does the online validation. And the properties file name is required the parameter, and all other are optional here.
You can just also, you can generate report using minus report file option. Specify the report file name and run the script, run the command, then it will generate all the logs and the errors in the report file. Along with report file name, we can use filter mechanism for the report itself. This is report filter mechanism. The parameter is minus report filter mechanism. This is used to set the log level. We can say errors, it will display only errors, or we can use errors and changes for displaying error and changes information. The parameter, the another one is interesting, variable map file name. You can specify the name of the variable map file. That is, you can create your own variable map as a separate file and having all the actual values that can be used. Another one is parameter variable map. There is a difference. Variable map file name, with that you pass the separate, the value file itself. And variable map, it is used to pass values as arguments. Let's move on to slide number 14. Validating property file. Once we extracted the property files, we need to validate them before applying any changes. I have listed all possible usage of this particular command. Validate command returns true if the system, if the process successfully validate the properties file. It will check for the format. It's not going to check for the actual value. And you can use report file name parameter to create a report file. It will let you know the changes in advance and any format errors. For example, it will print a statement like not changing value for this property host name. New value specified is same as current value. So if you don't specify, if you don't change the value, the validate command, it tells you that no value changed and I'm going to use the same value. Upon successful completion of the validation, a variable property file created automatically. That file extension is .var. This file lists all variable and value pair used inside the property file. So you have a property file and then running this validate command, it's going to generate the variable file for you automatically. Later it can be used for during apply or a delete process. If you already have your variable file, that you create your separate variable file with extension .var, and you want to validate that variable file along with the properties file, you can use minus variables map file name and give that variable file and it gets validated. Moving on to slide number 15. Applying property files to configuration. This section provides sample commands for apply config properties. In the first example, we see simple command with only required parameters, the property file name. So you have a file name called mynode.props. And that's all you need to apply using apply config properties. In the second one, I used variable map to show how the variable map options can be built within the command. And I also you can see that minus validate option is used there. In my third example, you will see
how you can use variable map file name. So variable map and variable map file name are two different parameters. This example, it illustrates that how it can be used. So in the fourth one, I used the report file name with report filter mechanism. So we can generate the report to see is there any error during the apply. Always save the configuration. Please, this is very important. Like any other WSAdmin command, we need to save that configuration after apply, after deleting one configuration object. Otherwise, the changes are not saved in WebSphere configuration. And one more thing, since we are having two options, like variable map and variable map file name, how it is getting used? If you have a properties file, within the properties file itself, you may have some values. And you want to use variable map. Also, you want to use variable map file name. Here, the variable map parameter will overwrite any value pair mentioned in the properties file or in the variable file name. Moving on to slide number 16. Creating property files template. We saw how to extract the property file from the existing configuration. But this template option allows you to create your own standard template, which is nothing to do with your standard existing configuration. This is created by this particular command, create property file templates. This is very similar to create using template option available in the regular WSAdmin commands. For example, if you want to create a JDBC provider using regular WSAdmin commands, then you can use create using template and give the template name. This is similar to that. And currently, the templates can be created for server, cluster, application, and authorization objects. Other object templates are not available for now, but always you can use extract command to extract the configuration and use data set template. So create properties file command. It has just a property file name that you want to create and the object type that like server or a cluster, application, authorization group. So you have like only two parameters. Moving on to slide number 17, modifying existing server configuration. In this section, I listed sample commands, a set of commands to modify the existing server configuration. The ultimate aim is to modify or create something new in WebSphere configuration or modify the existing one. That is the goal. So first we extract the configuration properties from WebSphere using extract config properties. Here we specify the property file name and the object type that we are interested. Example, config data server equals server 1. After extract, we modify the properties using any text editor and change the properties and save the changes to the properties file. We are not saving, at this point we are not saving into the WebSphere configuration. We are editing the file and saving into the properties itself. Once the changes are made, we need to validate the property files using validate config properties for its format accuracy. Finally, apply the properties using apply config properties and save the changes. Make sure to save the changes using regular admin config save command. Moving on to slide number 18. This section provides
sample set of commands for deleting existing server configuration. Let's go through this. First, we extract the required configuration object properties using extract config command. Here we are extracting only the thread pool properties from the server one. This is achieved using combination of couple of parameters, config data, filter mechanism, and selected subtypes. After getting the properties, after extracting the properties, edit that properties file to include delete equal true flag in the initial attribute section and save the changes. Use this updated property file with delete config properties command. Here we are not using apply config properties to delete any configuration object from existing WebSphere configuration. We need to use delete config properties command. Save the changes using regular admin config save. Before doing anything with the delete operation, always have a backup copy of the properties files and as well as your WebSphere configuration files. Moving on to slide number 19. In previous example, we saw how to delete using extract config properties. That is, get the existing configuration and add the delete key and do the delete command. This section provides sample set of commands for deleting existing authorization group using configuration template. So create a property file template for an object authorization group using create template command with config type as an authorization group. Change the value skip equal true to skip equal false. This skip equal false is the key to indicate that system should apply the properties in the specific section. The default is true, that is skip true. So you need to change it to skip false so that section is processed. Save the changes to the template and delete the authorization group using delete config properties command. Finally, save the changes using admin config save. Moving on to slide number 20. Creating configuration object. This section provides sample set of commands for data source creation. We are using the extract properties command to get the existing data source, some data source, using this is filtered through config data, filter mechanism, and selected subtype parameters. Copy the existing data source section from the properties file and make a new section within the property, same property file. You copy the section for the data source and make a new section in the properties. And modify the resource ID. Here in the example, you can see the data source ID. If I change it to 9999. So whatever the ID is there, you change it to something else, some unique number. And change the name and record parameters like JND name and all these options. Finally, save the changes to the properties and use apply config properties and save the configuration changes using admin config save. The important thing, the unique ID, it is used to identify the configuration object XMI ID. If the XMI ID is changed to something different, that is not exist, then new object will be created. Otherwise, if you are not changing that ID, but you are changing some of the value, like JND name or data source name, it will update the existing object with a new attribute. Moving on to slide number 21. Installing an application using properties file.
This section provides sample set of commands to install an application. We start with creating a template with a config type application. Then update the template to contain the required values for a new application. Where is the year file location or application name and the target nodes, like that. Save the changes in the template. Apply the properties using apply config properties command. Save the changes to the WebSphere configuration repository using admin config save. So it will, at the end, it will install that application, new application. Moving on to summary, slide number 22. This here, I listed the summary of the material, the slides covered in this presentation. Property file-based configuration is a new method for working with an application server configuration in WebSphere v7. It uses simple wsadmin commands with the name, value, property file. This feature makes configuration automation very easy. Either copy configuration properties from one environment to another, or if you want to apply one set of configuration properties across multiple profiles, nodes, it can be used. Or you want to troubleshoot your configuration. You want to know what is the value for a particular type of object. You can extract the properties and you can review them. It is not complex as an XML file. For troubleshooting purpose, when you run into some problem, still from the support point, we need a must-gather, the standard must-gather for a WSAdmin, plus the report file, the report format we have for all these commands. So we need a report file generated during this execution and regular WSAdmin must-gather. Moving on to slide number 23. Additional link and some resources for learning. This section, you can see I listed information center plus one developer work article links. You may not find all the samples, all options for this new feature. If you face any problem or any issue or any question, please contact IBM support. This concludes the presentation part. Now I turn this over to Joseph for QA and closing. Thank you.
Thank you, Ganesan, for a great presentation. At this point, Julie, we would like to open the lines for questions.
You have a question? From Herman Hebler, your line is open.
Hello, thank you for your presentation. Just have a short question on property file-based administration. Actually, I looked into this a month ago and found when you export configuration objects that all the unique IDs are part of the exported objects. What makes it very difficult to export, for example, let's say from a test environment and import the same configuration to a production environment. What's the best approach to avoid these problems?
So the question is, you are talking about the config ID, is that correct?
Yes, is that the unique configuration identifier in the WSAdmin?
Actually, that unique configuration ID is created automatically. And
exactly.
Yeah, so if you want to apply the same configuration to new different environment, then you don't need to modify. But you want to create a new object within the same configuration, then you give some unique name, so you can any unique number. Then during apply, it will create the new object in a current configuration.
Okay.
Does it answer your question?
Just specify anything unique there.
Yes, exactly.
But I think that the admin interface is looking for the ID if it's here. Actually, my solution was just to remove the config ID.
No, like with this, the config ID, either you can have it, like if you want to have the same configuration object and you want to modify some of the values. When you change to something unique, the new object with the same template will be created.
Okay, so you say just modify the configuration ID with anything unique.
Yes, exactly.
But my test case actually was exported the configuration, but only the data source, so, because the JDBC provider was already there.
Yeah,
On the target system, I had the JDBC provider, so I only needed to add the data source from the attributes I exported from the test environment.
Yes.
So there's a direct link to the data source in the target system, because it's there with a separate unique ID. And I found it very cumbersome to replace all these unique IDs.
No. When you
I didn't want to create a new JDBC provider. I only wanted to add a new data source using an existing JDBC provider.
Yes. Yes. The same thing, if you look at my example, like my sample commands, I didn't change the JDBC provider ID. I kept the same thing. But I modified the data source ID. So what's going to happen is, we are going to use the same provider, but create a new data source.
Okay, but the JDBC provider ID in my test environment is different to the JDBC provider ID on the target system.
So if you are going to move the configuration from one environment to another one, that
yes.
is different.
Exactly, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this scenario.
Yeah.
Because we prepared the configuration in the test environment, and we wanted to move the new configuration objects together with the new application release to the next stage. So we retrieved the properties from test and wanted to apply them on the next staging environment.
If you have the same JDBC provider in two environments, then you need to make sure that all the values are like it's reflecting the same thing.
But which is not the case, because the JDBC provider in the was entered before manually. So we have different configuration IDs, and I think they really are almost never the same.
Yeah, if you already see, like we are talking about a two and one. If you want to make exact copy of the first environment to the second one, you don't need to do any changes. Like, just copy this and apply the properties.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
We have no further questions.
Thank you, Julie. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.